Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewad Mills. Dyke-Ewad Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewad Mills.
Father, we thank you for the blessings of your presence here with us tonight. We are grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Mark chapter 6. Beautiful. Mark chapter 6, verse 1. And he went up from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. Amen. Now, when Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. Beautiful. And many hearing him were astonished. One of the ways to generate the anointing, this is a revival service. One of the ways to generate the anointing is to teach the word. Yeah. You find out that Jesus went out and the people came out to hear and to be healed. So you find that expression over and over in the Bible. They went out to hear and to be healed. To hear and to be healed. That phrase is repeated throughout the New Testament. All right? Now, many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? That's what they'll say about you. Now, you see, whenever you come up with wonderful things from the Lord, the point is that these wonderful things that God has given you come from somewhere. There is nothing that comes from nowhere. Yes. So that's where the question comes. From whence has this man these things? It's from somewhere. Now, you will never be anything in God unless you get something from somewhere. You need to receive something from the whence. Whence is where. The old word for where did this man get this thing from? So nobody comes by anything just by condensation, osmosis, diffusion, or any of these processes. From whence has this man these things? Now you notice the word things, plural. Everyone who is sent from God has more than one thing. And the things the person is bringing forth are what we call these things. these things? Where are these things from? All right? So God wants to give you some things. And people will be asking, where did this man get these things from? Now, all ministry comes as a virtual surprise to those who you eventually minister to. You see, as I stand here to share with you, you wouldn't know where I got these things from. Yes, where did I get these things from? And so people who knew me years ago ask the question, where did he get these things from? Because he was in medical school. Yes. So we don't know where. Now, the answer to that question reveals the source of your ministry. The source of your ministry is going to be from the secret place and the secret encounters that you have secretly as you develop yourself in the presence of the Lord. Why am I saying that? Because when I was in medical school, even not only in medical school, Achimota School, I was listening to Kenneth Hagin preaching. It was when I was in Achimota School that I found out that whenever I preach the same message with the same title that Kenneth Hagin preached, that's when I found out that it was powerful. It was one of my first spiritual secrets. The principle of following is in verse 1. Verse 1. It says, and he went out from then and came to his own country, and his disciples follow him. Not followed, follow. Present continuous. Yes. People don't follow. So whilst you look at that, you know, you should have seen me as a professor, some kind of a doctor. But now, where I go, people don't, I have to say, you know, recently I was in Zambia, I kept on saying, you know, I am a medical doctor. I have to reveal that part. Because that's all that is different. Amen. Now, the disciples follow. And so, that is the secret of from when has this man these things. Because they have to come from somewhere. It doesn't just come. And the coming from somewhere is that your secret life is imbibing things secretly. Because you wouldn't be able to go to the wilderness for very long. Even Jesus couldn't stay for so long. 40 days. You have to come back to town. So apart from the 40 days, he was 30 years alive. 30 years. And what was he doing for 30 years? The Bible says, and Jesus began to be about 30 years when he was baptized. He began to be about 30 years. Beautiful. So for 30 years, he was receiving things and going through things. Yes, Luke 3:23. Jesus began to be about 30 years. And as was supposed, the son of Joseph. So for 30 years, he was receiving things. And that's why when he went to the temple, he went and was asking questions and speaking. So later you ask, so when did this man get these things from? So you see, you can live your life as a Christian and you see that you find out that as time goes by, you have received many things. People don't even know you are receiving them. And so one day when you start to minister, the question will be, well, so from whence has this man these things? Wow. You are all welcome to Ghana. Beautiful. You'll be blessed. Your feet are standing on blessed ground. Anybody who comes here will be rich. You are walking on gold. So, don't be worried that you've not been able to go to the wilderness for a very long time. This is the 30 years receiving. When I was in medical school, final year, you know, whilst we were sent to the hospital for 1 month, I was supposed to do, I can only remember a few, the main things. I was supposed to do immunization in a village. I did it. I was supposed to go for MCH clinic, maternal and child health clinic. I did it. I was supposed to go to the slaughterhouse for the town. I did it. I was supposed to go to where? Waterworks? Is it in Suhum? No, I don't think so. I was supposed to do ward rounds. I did it. I saw them surgery, clinic, everything. I was supposed to be in there. I see 70 patients. Everything I did. And I had my bread from Insawam. You know, Suhum is after Insawam. So you pass by Insawam, you buy the bread, then you get to Suhum. Yes. I have it in my room. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. And I'm in my room. I'm alone. We are two. My friend Stanley and myself. He's in the next room. I'm in this room. I'm alone. I put on my tape. I'm in the room. I kneel down. I'm praying. I've not done anything wrong. From whence has this man these things? The question is, has an answer. Everybody has something from somewhere. It didn't just come by condensation. Condensation is when the water condenses on you. Is it not true? Yes. You've forgotten your physics. You didn't go to a good school. Or you didn't do a good exam. Or it wasn't a good examination council. You're an art student. Okay. Art student, you can understand. Art student, they don't know much. But they are richer than the science students. Wow. From whence has this man these things? As far as Achimota School, how old was I? I was a teenager. I was listening to Hagen and discovered that when I share with the same title, how to turn your faith loose, when I went to preach today, I'm saying, how to turn your faith loose. Everybody look at me. How to turn. There's space in the front. You can come. Feel free. Look, that's my roommate in medical school. Some of you don't believe I'm a doctor. When you see real doctors, you think that I'm just... These are evidence that I went to school. It can attest to the fact that I was in a school. Practically. Yes. Yes. He was very clever. Yeah. So he went to do a special degree. Yeah. Apart from the one that we all did to medicine. He did an extra degree. Yeah. Before. Yes. So as we were now becoming the... He was already... No, he was a bachelor of biochemistry. Yes. It's not easy. Now, you are also going to receive amazing things that people will be asking, from whence has this girl these things? And I want you to know that it takes 30 years of humility to receive certain things. Don't think that it takes going to the wilderness for 40 days. It's just a part of the receiving of the things that you need to minister. Yes. And God chose for Jesus a very humble profession that would bring him in contact with real people who behave in a particular way. Yes. So all the examples of Jesus were from real life. A certain man made a great feast. He has seen it. Invited many. They didn't come. A man was going on a journey. He gave 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. These are real life. A certain man had a vineyard. And he planted. In the night, he woke up and there were other things. He said, "What is this? An enemy has done it." These are practical things of real life. God chose for Jesus a very humble, real life experience. I hear when Jesus went to heaven, he said that, you know, he can really relate with the temptations of men. Like, it wasn't easy at all. Especially in the wilderness, when he was hungry, and all those temptations. Yes. So it's beautiful. Whence has this man these things? You have many things to show. Yes. Demons will come out in your ministry. There will be healings. Like magic. Yes. Your preaching will be nice. All forms of dry preaching. Dry preaching are banished from your life in Jesus' name. Somebody will tell you one day, "I like listening to you. I like listening to you. I like listening to you." And I told you, one of the ways to bring the anointing in your life is to start teaching. Kenneth Hagin said, he said, many times I go out there, and I don't know whether the Lord told him or whatever, he said that there's no anointing at all. But he says, when he starts to teach, after some time, after some minutes, you know, then he says it starts to flow. So you have to learn to start to teach, speak the words, and trust the word of God more than trust your idea. What is written is great enough. The word is good. Keep talking about it. Yes. There's power in the word of God. Amen. Are you listening?
Yes.
Beautiful. Verse 3. Mark 6. Now, verse 2. Let's finish verse 2. Now, when the Sabbath was come, they were astonished and they were saying, "From whence had this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands?" Now, mighty works are always a result of wisdom. Mighty works. They are always a result of wisdom. Mighty works are always a result of wisdom. Wisdom meaning a certain way of thinking. What wisdom is this which is given unto him, that such mighty works. Now, the absence of mighty works in your life reveals the absence of wisdom. of a certain type. Even if you are a branch pastor and you are given opportunity to be in the branch, your lack of the wisdom of humility and following is revealed. You get it? That the wisdom to follow, the wisdom to learn, the wisdom to be humble, the absence of it is revealed in the absence of the mighty works. What wisdom is this? What wisdom is this? What wisdom is this? Proverbs 3 verse 19 says, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. Yeah, the earth is not a small place. In Zambia alone, there are several fantastic waterfalls. Victoria Falls has eclipsed all the waterfalls in Zambia. It's so huge, so fantastic. But there are huge waterfalls apart from the Victoria Falls in Zambia. All over the world, the Iguazu Falls in South America. Amazing. They come together like three of them. It's awesome to see the ice peaks, Everest, in the sky. It takes about 300 men to help one man to go up. 300 people for one person to go. That shows you how many people must work for one person to be great. Yes. The 300, from where a car cannot go, the 300 people will carry bags, oxygen tanks, and other things. And they keep going, and as they go, they drop 100, 200, 100, until it becomes the few. And then it comes to the last team of a few people, 5, 6. And then they go, and then they let one person has to go to the top. Oxygen, with oxygen. We can't breathe. It shows how many people work for me to stand here. Yesterday they had an outreach here. 640 people were saved. 640 gave their lives to Jesus last night. Yeah, I didn't come. I was lying in my bed, so I was resting whilst the 300 were working. Yes, it shows how many people work before one person looks great. So those who can't work with people, you can never be great. Because a lot of people have to make you great. Anyway, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. If you know the earth, you know that it's fantastic. If you take Mars, Mars is the other solid planet, red, color red. It has a big mountain, far bigger than Mount Everest. Higher than Mount Everest. One. Just one. Big and flat at the top. It's called Mons something. Mons, I forget the name. It's a long time since I was looked at that planet. Amazing. Different planet, different things. It's only in Saturn they found one of the moons of Saturn that has lakes. Our Earth has lakes all over. Lake Victoria, lake this, lake that, lake all over. Beautiful water, fresh water. When you go inside, fresh water. Crocodiles, fish, tilapia, everything. Beautiful. Hippopotamo, they're happy. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. Psalm 104 verse 24. O Lord, how manifold are thy works. It means how many are your works. In wisdom, thou hast made them all. Amen. The earth is full of thy riches. You see, it takes wisdom to do great things. Great wisdom. That's why they said, what wisdom is this? That such mighty works. So if you're going to have a big business, I'll tell you, if you take Africa, there is, the picture is the same. Poverty, difficulty, and so on. When we were in Zambia, you know, they have the copper belt where all the money is. The road to the copper belt. You would have thought that they would have built 3 lanes or 4 lanes going and 4 lanes coming down. No, not at all. You see the road. Like that. Some of the mines have been there since 1939 and it's still going. There's so much there. Huh? There's a type of way of thinking. And it creates poverty always. So if you can get the type of wisdom, it will create riches always. I'm telling you. You see, the wisdom with which this church, your church, is being built, creates riches. That's why we are not in poverty. Whatever is happening in the world, it doesn't include us. If they are having debts, crisis or whatever, we are excluded. We are exempted. Exemption. Isaiah 60. Read it. This one. Arise and shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse 2. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness, the people. But there will be some exemption for some people. That's you. And you see, what happens there doesn't concern us. Because you are exempted. But when you join their system of debts, mortgages, loans, and all the arrangements that they have, when their system crashes, which is highly predicted now, they are predicting a crash soon, you will be exempted. Amen. Are you there?
Yes.
What wisdom is this? The Lord in wisdom has founded the earth. Beautiful, beautiful. For me, I love the earth. I love seeing the things in it. I've been to some of the beautiful places. I've seen some of the great mountains, the great rivers. I would love to go to more. Yeah, it's nice. I just find God awesome. The first time I went to the top of a mountain, like real mountains, I don't mean McCarthy Hill, I mean real mountains. The first time I went, I was amazed. And I could see why they had got plaques everywhere. The first man to climb this mountain, the first man was in this expedition in this date, was the first human being to come here, first human being to climb. They have plaques, it's still there. Oh yeah, it's amazing. And God made it all. So today you are receiving the kind of wisdom to create something that was not there before. You see, you may not believe it, but it's a type of thinking that creates. It's a type of that create beautiful things, nice things. Now, many times I send people as missionaries. They don't know that they would have prospered there. But there's a thinking, I'm saying this so that you get rid of that thinking. You know, when you are a Ghanaian, you know only two places, America and
London.
New York, London and America. Because of that, you are shielded from prosperity. Yes. Yeah. You know, one of the places I went to, when I got there, I met a white lady. She has been there since 1940 something. She has been there. Very rich. As far as you can see, this for them. They have been there for years. Father, grandfather. She has never been to England before, to school. Now, everything Zambia. White person. Stays in the forest there. It's not a debt-related prosperity. It's real. But you see, because of a certain fear, you know, you wouldn't go somewhere when they say need to go. But not knowing that that is where. That's where. So, open your heart. Look, white people sat on canoes and came here. and said that they've discovered savages. Savage? Who is a savage? Because you allow them to find you. From now, you will be going to find out things. You know, our minds must be open to exploration. Do you know how I know I'm in the wrong place? You know how I know I'm in the wrong place? When I bring an idea and I hear, and I hear a bit of, I know I'm in the wrong group. Yes. That's why I'm in my own church. And I say my own thing, because it will not be accepted at other places. And I'm pressing on with that wisdom that God has given me. Oh, yes. So, open your heart to, like, always ask yourself, which style of thinking are you following? If it's the black man's style of thinking, remember that it ends in poverty, mostly. For me, to drive a car is not a special thing. Anybody who works for me, with me, in around me, you must have one. It's not something, it's not a reward. To travel is to work. It's not a reward. That's how my thinking is. It's not a reward. That's how I think. To play golf is not a reward. I encourage people. I say, for your life, you see, when I heard Yonggi Cho say, he said that Japanese doctor, too, after he had a heart attack or heart problem, the doctor told him that you will act 10 years. He was not disbelieving God. Though. He told him that, I don't know what work you do, what you are, I say, preaching. You add 10 years. He told him, 10 more years to your life. Yes, that's what he told. When I heard so, no one has ever advised me to do these things. Listen, try, when you come to church, try to learn something new that is not in your house. You'll be shocked that God has prepared for you, in addition to your biological parents' input, other things to add to the one that came from your home. Trust me. Trust me on that. It always adds to whatever you have. So when you come, and you only bring your local things from your house, you are doomed. We are all here to learn. And you'll be learning till you die. So I was telling you, you know, I saw this lady, Zambia. I said, look at her riches. Look at riches. You wouldn't get a Ghanaian to be staying there. These are real riches. You get a Ghanaian to go and get a loan. But you can get a Ghanaian to come and stay there. Yeah. Beautiful. So what wisdom is this? And you ask, where can we get this wisdom? What did Jesus say? Who is a wise man? Huh? I will liken him to a man who hears my word and keeps it. He is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. That's a wise man who hears the words. You see, if you want to know, how do you become wise? Whoever hears my saying and doeth them, I'll show you what is this wise man. This is a wise man. You want to know, how do you become a wise man? This is a wise man. He hears my word and doeth them. That's a wise man. Clearly wise. Clearly. Just hear the word and do. You just lift yourself to wisdom. If I have to read Bill Clinton or Lee Kuan Yew, I would read it. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Honestly, even psychiatry, I find it in the Bible. Psychiatry. I'm a doctor. I find it in the Bible. So it's beautiful. Wow, we are just in Mark chapter 6 today. And my time is almost up, I can see. Wow. Now, verse 3. Amazing. Is not this the carpenter? This is the reaction to great works. It's like the reaction to love. Someone said, I love you. Is it not a sister Jacqueline you went to visit? Verse 2 ends with great works. Verse 3 starts with questions. Yes. I say great works and followed by questions. And you also have great love. I love you. Who else have you told I love you to? You will not receive the love. You are thinking of who else? Suspicion. I love you. Why are you now coming? Where did you go? Can I see your phone, please? I need to check. Wow. So it is amazing that sometimes God puts a great thing in front of us and the only thing we can react to it is suspicion and questions. Yeah, very great thing. And look at us here in church. It's a very great ministry and a great church God has blessed us with. And instead of questions and suspicions, we must be flowing and receiving and believing. That is the question. Is it not the capital? Are you not this? What about your sisters? What about? Answer this question first. A to C, A to D. Take true and false. It shows a defect of mistrust and faithlessness. Verse 4. But Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor in three places. There are three places that prophet's power is limited. Now, I'm saying this so that you be blessed. Number one is in his own country. I've seen more power outside my country. Every prophet does. Number two, among his kin. It's my relatives who became orangus. Yes, my relatives. Yes. You know, I have people that are not biologically related to me. That are, you should have rather found, this is your brother-in-law, married your sister, and so on, who should have been even important. They are the ones who became rebels. Rebels. Up till today. Is it not fantastic? It's without honor in his house. Among his kin, yeah. A lot of pastors struggle to get respect in the house. They have to say things like, I'm the head of the house. When you start saying those things, your marriage is spoiled already. I'm the head. I'm in charge. Yes. You have to tell their spouse. Don't advise me. Don't advise me unless I ask you. Who told you you can advise me? Who told you that? Yes. Who told you you can advise me? Yes. You have to put the people in the right place. Never advise me unless I ask for the advice. Are you see how you are living. Yes. You have to say such things. It's because of a lack of honor. As they point out, we are not the same. In the head, you are something else, but you are not the head. And whatever you are not the head. It will happen only in the house. One man of God told me, he said, when I sit in the front and my wife goes on the stage, he was telling me, I don't want to tell you his country, not Ghana, so take your mind out of Ghana, please. He said, when my wife goes on the stage and she'll be saying, oh, glory to God, I love my, it's not the, I don't know which country, I said, don't think of the country, it's not the, I love my husband, I love God, glory to God, I blah, 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 blah. He said to me, I was having dinner with him, he said to me, I want to shout from his tongue. I want to shout, liar, liar. He has a huge church, thousands of members, thousands. It will not happen to you. It will not happen to you. Now, verse 5. Beautiful. And he could there do no mighty works. Finish. No mighty works. Can't work. Power of the prophet. Now, it's not that Jesus hadn't prayed, though. The thing couldn't work. So you must realize it, and it has taken me years to realize some of the things about the power of God. Number one, it doesn't depend on my prayer at the moment. I've seen God's power more, what do you call it, powerful without praying. Yes. Oh, yes. And less even when I pray sometimes. So you get confused. Which one is powerful? Yes. Because sometimes when you pray a lot, you become filled with a spirit of fear. You see, and God has not given you a spirit of fear. So like a demon comes to be with you. You become very tense. When you are tense, you don't flow well. Eating. I used to have a feeling. When I fast, there's a feeling I have in my stomach. And by 6 o'clock, this feeling is enhanced. That's the feeling that I thought was the power of God. Till I was forced to minister with eating. Because when you minister all the time, if you don't eat at a point, you will collapse on the, what do you call it? Yes, you may want to fast. I know a man who fasted for 70 days and died after. Yes, he died. He died after the fast. Yes. Are you with me? Yeah. So you discover that, but what was common, I found, was that the mighty works were common away from people who are familiar. Okay. Yes. Now the mighty work changed by the congregation. If you take, let's say, South Africa and Zambia, South Africa and Zimbabwe, South Africa is more proud, more proud. More, more, pride so much. You can't come and tell us what to do. You can't come from your country. You can't say this. You can't. Zimbabwe, less proud. Zambia, less proud. Less. As you go north, the pride goes down. So you come to West Africa. The pride is finished. You see, even the crusade directors, they know all the differences. You go immediately, you meet the pastors, you see different types of. So he couldn't do much. Oh, prophet, we've deprived you. Verse 6, beautiful. Now, he marveled and he did the only thing you can do when you encounter a lack of honor. It's the only response of a man. You can't counsel it away. He did the only thing that you can do when you are not honored. He went round about, away from the place where he was not honored. Now, I want to read that letter. Somebody wrote me a letter. Yeah, do you have it there, Prince? You know, it's in the thing there. Somebody wrote a letter. You know, all over the world, I go and the people that would listen to me preaching and read my books. You see, but in my own town, you get it? You have to institute, what is it called? Vision 527. Bring it here. Listen to a letter somebody wrote to me. All right. Dear Bishop Mills, I hate you so much. Why have you done this to me? I hate you because you are a reason why I have failed terribly in ministry. I hate you. If you had come in my life when I was 20 years old, when I started ministry, I was going to be international by today. All your 40 books have left me without any word to say. Whatever book I pick, I find nuggets I have been looking for in life. You have left me like a big fool. I don't know what to do. The book on tithe has shown me things I never heard. The books on leadership are what I have been looking for. Why didn't I know about you in my prime years? I am now 65 years old when you are teaching me all what I needed to know. I can't say thank you. I can't say thank you because you have provoked me too much to love you. Where were you? Where were you when Zambia needed a mentor like you? I will start to love you only when I have finished reading all your books and utilize the knowledge in my life. Before then, you have left me confused with all your revelations. I will communicate after understanding your books. Again, where were you when Zambia was struggling with American type knowledge? Thank you very much for helping. My wife doesn't like you either, because since getting your books, I hardly talk to her. Where were you when Zambian ministers struggled in ministry? Thank you for being faithful to God. Amen. This is somebody's angry letter to me. By just being given Macarius or buying a Macarius. But in my own, you, as you are having the books, you may not know what is in the book. He said all the 40 books. Where were you when I needed you? Now, so Jesus responded by going round. This is the only thing you have to do. That's why every minister must have some traveling. Verse 7. Now, is his power finished? No. Look what he's going to do now. He called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them power over angry. So there was so much power that he was sharing it to his disciples. Now my children are going to be casting out devils. People despised me, but my children, my delegates, they will be cast. There's so much power, but the power did not work at where he was being. The people were being familiar with him. Now I love the next part. Now, you see, this is the part we are praying for. He commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey. No money. Look at it. No money. A staff or scrip is a type of bag. No scrip. No bread. Many times I travel, I have food secretly in my bag because I've been at places where I felt hungry. And you go and they'll say, would you like to eat? I said, oh, I'm okay, thank you.
Don't eat bread in this.
So I've hidden the food in my bag. He said, don't take bread. No money. No money. Verse 9. And be shod with sandals. Don't put on two coats. You go. You go. So where will we get money? For accommodation. Wow. This is now about to perform supernatural miracles of provision for them. To see the power of provision. Now this is a man who was asked questions a few minutes ago. This is verse 9. They were asking him questions in verse 4 or verse 5. Now he's providing financially. Now you see, this is the power of provision. As I've come out in the ministry, I didn't know how. Yes. My father told me, if I want to go, I will go. And I have to find a place to stay. I'm the pastor of a church. We cannot even rent a house. And I've married a wife. Huh? And I don't have anywhere to stay. Yes. I stayed in my father's hotel. But now my father wanted me to go, but he didn't know how to say it. So he did not pay the light, so the turn of the light in there. So I was in it like that. No light. Yes. And I cannot pay the bill for the whole hotel. So because I'm in only one room. I was there for 3 years. I don't know how to stay anywhere. Yes. He said, go. I'll be with you. You see, God gave me a vision. And I saw gold coins on the road. When I saw it, I rushed like a rabid dog. And started to gather, take my phone to call for a truck. And the Holy Spirit whispered, no, just take some and put in your pocket and go. I should leave this. Leave it. He said, where I'm taking you. There are more of these things on the way. That will be the testimony that you'll be giving all your life long.
Amen.
You can see those who have been in full-time ministry with me. Look at their juicy cheeks. Look at them. Even this little baby here. Look at this. Children. Look at them. Since school, they have been with me. I knew them when they were all babies. Yes. I mean, It hasn't made us lose weight to serve God. If we're losing weight, we are trying rather to lose weight. Let's be serious. Don't take money. I say I'm with you. That means that money is going to come. I said money is going to come. I said money is going to come. Supernaturally. Look, all through your life, you are going to need interventions. Because the ground is cursed. The curse is that you should sweat and get small. It will yield thorns. When it's yielding thorns, like instead of cabbage and... Look, if the ground wasn't cursed, one cocoa tree would be enough to make you a millionaire. Just one tree. That's why we need a whole, this huge farm. The things have changed. The ground is not what it used to be at all before the curse. That's why you need large fields, harvester, whatever, cocoa, you plant oranges, you plant it, plenty, working very hard. Those who actually work, they get very little. When we went to the copper mine area, you would have thought that everybody there would be rich. They've been taking copper. When we close the crusade, midnight we are going, you see the machine. It's as big as like up to here. Round, a wheel as big as this hole here. And it's going around. It has been going around since 1939. It's digging something and Chingola. We stand behind, we say this is the largest mine in Africa. Behind us, everywhere, we say this is the largest mine, largest mine, largest mine. It's working, you can hear it in the night. Midnight, 1 a.m. is going. Oh, yes. No stop. And those who work, they are very poor. It is the curse. So you are going to need the heavenly interventions. Because Satan is gladly and gleefully supervising the curse. They say it will yield little after long hours of work. And he's there to ensure strictly that it yields very little. I mean, one brother, he said he was doing a chicken farm. When he did the farm, he was there when he heard a noise. When he went, I think either a fox or a dog had come there and had bitten. He said, not that he didn't eat them. He bit them and killed them. And I think he took one. But he killed most of them. A Lebanese man had told him, when you do your chicken farm, I will buy your chicken. He had invested. It got him very little. He went for the second time. This time he protected against foxes and dogs. He bought the day-old chicks and started to feed them. After 1 week, was feeding them. 2 weeks, was feeding them. 3 weeks, was feeding them. After feeding them for some weeks, he looked at it. It was a small chicken like this. It wasn't growing bigger. It was still a chick. Because he had bought dwarfs. He had bought dwarfs. Yes, apparently some of them don't grow. Some of the chicks don't grow. He had fed them and they were small. You see, one day I went to a restaurant in Australia. I think I was with Prince. And they gave us a chicken. The chicken was... I told him, please don't say anything about this chicken because it was very small. I'm sure it was this type of dwarfs. It's a curse. But you are saved from that curse today. Jesus. Amen. So I love this Jesus because he was now doing, feeling free, doing miracles. You see, if you don't believe in your prophet, his freeness. You know, if I even have a car or money, I won't give it to everybody. It's true. You know, once I had a car, I wanted to give a car to somebody. I thought about, if I give this to this person, this person will say, ah, what Chenchema car has been given? Do you know Chenchema? Ask your neighbor, what is the meaning of Chenchema? He will explain it to you. If I give it to this person, he will say this. If I give it to this person, he will say this. I struggle to find a person to give it to. Yes. I struggle. It's not everybody you can bless. Yeah. It's not everybody. So, it's not everybody who can receive the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Are you listening to me? So, God's blessing, God's prosperity, you know, God's good things, it's not everywhere you can manifest it. They just ask you a question. Are you sure it's a miracle? Are you really sure it's a miracle? It's only questions. Where did you get it from? Where did you get it from? Is it a legitimate thing? God doesn't do great things everywhere. If you don't know, look at how he started to feel free. He started to do unclean spirit delegating. Then he started to do miracles of money. Go, no money, you two come. You just keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. He's coming. He's going to feel more free. You read on. He told her, don't take anything. Verse 9. I like the way Jesus just broke out of the people who don't believe in him. Yes. And that's why sometimes I keep moving around. Yes. Yeah. You will think that if you stay one place, they will believe. People don't. You have to keep moving to realms. Realms. That's why we are having Give Thyself Holy Conference in Kinshasa, in Congo. And in Brazzaville. Yes. Not South Africa. Congo. We have been in South Africa for some time. I don't know if they appreciated it. Yeah. Keep moving around. Keep moving. Keep moving. So, you know, let's read on. Then he verse 10, go in whatever house you, then he goes down, 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 down. Then as the people wanted to walk with him, then he took them and then he went to walk on the water. You know, before he walked on the water, that's in verse 51, the people followed him to a desert place. And then there again, there were so much power. And in the desert place, the Bible says, he said, come yourself and rest a while. They couldn't have time even to eat. Many were coming and going. Many people will come to your shop. And then there were so many people, and he said in verse 37, give them something to eat. This is the one who couldn't do great works. They said, how many loaves have you? 5, 2. They said, make them sit down. They sat down. Then when he had taken 5 loaves, 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven. Underline those words, he looked up to heaven. This is what's going to happen to you. You are going to look to God to provide for you. He looked up to heaven. He looked up to heaven. Did you see that part? He looked up to heaven, not to his boss, not to his job, not to his business, not to his contract. He looked up to heaven. Hallelujah. Underline it in your Bible. Don't forget it. He looked up to heaven. Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. And blessed. Break the bread. Then they ate. And how many ate? 44. 5,000. Now there's KFC just here. I dare you to take 20 people there. Some of you even make sure you are alone before you go there. You make sure you are alone. You drive around to be sure no one is around you. Then you go there. it takes a lot of money to take 5,000 people. These are the miracles of provision. And then verse 51. And he went up into the ship, and the wind ceased. He was walking on the sea. And they were so amazed, were surprised, beyond measure. Hey, man, this walking on the water. This is the man who said he was nobody. This one says, he's a carpenter. This. Look at what he's doing now. He's now walking on the... I mean, this is when Jesus did all these things. I'm still in the same Mark chapter 6. So I've been moved from Mark. Walking on water. I mean, I just move away from where they don't honor me. And then I start flowing in multiple diverse types of miracles. That is why I've been teaching you in the First Love and other people, honor your prophet. That's why we don't call it Galatians 6 is here. It says, the prophet's honor. Yes, the prophet's honor. Yes. Verse 51, they were amazed. And now verse 52, look at what he said. Look at 52. It says, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves. They didn't think deeply about this thing. They considered not the miracle of the loaves. Beautiful. You see, when God is doing things for us, he's giving us things, we don't look at it. That's why one of my favorite sayings is, we are blessed. It makes the Holy Spirit come on. We are blessed. We are blessed. I always say we are blessed. Even in my darkest moment, I also have dark moments. Very dark and sad. There are times I can be very sad. You feel sorry for me. Yes. Oh, yes. One day I spoke to somebody. I told the person, 1, 2, 3, 4. The person burst out crying. Crying. Just weeping on me. It's what I know. You didn't know. Started crying. Hey, I've learned to say we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. He looked up to heaven. And look at it. They wouldn't think deeply about it. You know, the multiplication of the Kodesh. The multiplication. Look at the First Love Church. Look at it. Thousands of people. This hall sits more than the Kodesh. You may not know that. Yes, more chairs here. It's a miracle. Huh? The provision. You are not deeply considering. A church, only the Catholic Church which has one head pastor in the room. Everybody is united. They all wear the same uniform. Yes. The rest is not like that. Yeah. The miracle of the loaves. Look, one of the great miracles is financial blessing. You see, to you to ever have a house is a miracle. Take it from me. To have more than one house is another miracle has happened. To have 3 houses, another miracle has happened. To have another house. Look, please. You have many houses. Yes. It's a prophecy. It's a major prophecy. Satan is, imagine a dragon with a tail. Going around supervising your work that it shouldn't give too much yield. When you work, it shouldn't bring much. Yes, it's like you should work hard, but not too much should come back. It's a wicked dragon. And Jesus comes and supernaturally causes a release to come and there. You are now seeing more He said, it comes from the prophet. Oh, this is from the prophet who was not honored. That is why many people have not experienced the financial breakthroughs. Because I've been despised. They used to look at me and say, what do you know about business? What do I know about business? What do I know about business? Look at a church in so many countries. It's interesting that, you know, unbelievers rather invite me to come and speak. They said, I saw your church in Central Africa. I saw this signboard. I saw one in Bangui. Come and speak. We are three speakers. The chief executive of Mercedes-Benz worldwide. Chief executive of Tata worldwide. No Tata that said they are closing down their thing in England. It's bringing a whole whatever. Me, this man, Mercedes-Benz chief executive, Tata chief executive, and myself. Three of us. Yes. Speaking. Yes. But you see, you wouldn't believe it. Because you think I'm just giving advice. When I'm prophesying, you think I'm giving advice. When I'm prophesying, it's like I'm chatting with you. I can prophesy your death and you think I'm just chatting. I'm giving an example about somebody else. Yes. It has happened many times. Yes. Even, you know, our own Pastor Jimmy, if you listen to the, camp, Mighty Foundations, I gave an answer. I said that, you see, Jimmy Primer have only 8 years. He died exactly 8 years after that. It was an example I was given in the camp. Go and listen to it. Yes. So, I may be talking with you. That's why the people, when they are coming for counsel, they wonder that what he is talking to you, that is the prophecy. You have to take it like that. That's the style. You have to be careful about it. So, people, they didn't know that Jesus had all this to give him. That's why they were, what are you this? Why are you not a carpenter? Are you not this? He went away with all these things from there on. It's Mark chapter. So if I'm reading not from the Bible, then forgive me. But if it is in the Bible, as soon as he moved around, these are what he started to do. Money, provision, this, that. Miracles. And the provision is there. Look at us. These are wonders. If you go and find out the cause of all this, practically, this land, and this one, and this one. Good. This place is for us. It's only that we haven't opened the wall. Yes. Huh? Mighty works. Mighty works. Mighty works. You'll be doing mighty works in your life. That's why I'm trying to teach you a certain kind of wisdom and kind of thinking. So that in your personal life, you do mighty works in your family. Don't do the African wisdom type of thing. No. It doesn't make you rich. Hallelujah. This is Jesus. You sack him. Charlie, they lost too. Charlie, they lost too. They lost too much. Yes. You know, one day somebody, I can't, you know, all those things, I don't give, I can't and I don't. Call me to preach. He when I got there, he gave me one of my books. So I should read this book to them. I should read my book to them.
Read it.
I said, "You should also have something wonderful to say." No, this book, just read it to us. Yes, money, you can buy your tickets and go.
Hey.
You can buy all everybody who came with you. You can pay for all of them. Just read your book that we have, that we read. Read it to us and go.
Reading lessons. Hey, John.
But here, I may have to do vision 527 by force. By force, you have to get the book and read it. There's a book of the month. Wow. You will not miss the prophet's blessing. You will not miss the prophet's blessing. You will not miss the prophet's blessing. Now, I was telling someebody, you know, I saw somebody, you know, he bought a church Then it will be about like how, yeah, here, I don't know how big it is, but on the video. It's a major prophet. It's a prophet. They bought a plane for their pastor, not a car. Yes. You know, I've been working in the midst of my church. My church has provided for me above and beyond. I don't need anything. A real prophet doesn't need things. You need. I don't need. You need it. I don't need it. God can never need you from now to the end. You need God. God doesn't need you. Don't be confused. They bought him a plane. Yes, I saw it. A Ghanaian. And you see, one day I was watching a video, and the introducer was sitting there, and he came. When he came forward, all the church knelt down. Oh, yes, they're a prophet. A young man. They all knelt down. You see, when Elisha came, they all bowed. Yes. You see, people who honor prophets and honor the anointing, it's like you're honoring the channel of intervention in this cursed world. It's true. I've walked among you. Nobody has ever felt that, oh, you should buy this such a car. I don't need it anyway. Even if you buy, I won't drive it. I'll dash it to somebody. But what I'm saying is, I'm showing you about honor. It's not a need. Bishop Oyedepo, you know, he said one day, God touched his heart to go and sow a seed in a man, a father that he honors. So he had, and he said, oh, all the money in his hand was $100 bills. When he went, he gave to the man of God. The man of God looked at him. He was explaining like a true prophet doesn't need what you are giving to him. He looked and he held it and he said, take it back. Your hand will never run dry. This hand will never be dry. Your hand will never be dry. This hand. And he said it has happened practically. Never dry. His hand is never dry. Yes. Your hand will never dry. You see, it's not about what somebody needs. It's about honor. Because really, honestly, the truth is that God looks after us without even storing anything anywhere. He said, go without money, bread, sandals, coat, nothing. Just with your dress, trousers, your panties, you are wearing everything. Go like that. I'll be there. I'll be there for you. Trust me, my dears. Trust me. You see, we have labored as natural men without supernatural interventions in our lives. So this aspect, you see, maybe we talk about miracles of healing, but these are all miracles of financial, I mean, like practically. I saw one prophet. He asked everybody to take out their mobile phone. He's coming to prophesy credit units on the phone. I was watching it practically. They took their phone. He prayed, receive it. Check your phone. They came. My unit was 80. It has become 225. Another one. This. It has become this. It has become more. Yeah. Practically. I saw it. Practically. You see, people don't have respect. And you see, something like this, you see, it's a financial miracle. You see, the honor, you may find it funny, you know, but when you multiply bread,
Verse 6, they considered not. Look at it, 52. Look, Mark 6, 52. They considered not the miracle of the loaves. It's nothing to them.
Maybe they will say that maybe some people brought out some bread from their bags. Yes, it's true. So people brought some bread from their bags and this and that, and they have come up with all sorts of things. Yes.
Amazing. From today, today marks the end of your despising prophets. Now, there are those who despise and die. The children who despise Elisha's bald head. They despise his bald head. He just cursed them. They die flat. You're out. You'll never be cursed. Amen. You will only be blessed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet and lift your hands up. Thank God for his power tonight. Beautiful. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you. We honor you for your servants, your gifts you've given to us. We give you praise. We give you glory. Lift your hands. Thank you. Father, send angels. Send manna. Send supernatural provisions to our life. Give us milk. Give us sugar. Give us sardines. Give us curry. Amen. Give us rice. Amen. Give us oil. Amen. Give us bread. Amen. Give us milk. Give us corn. Give us meat. Give us fish. Give us chicken. Give us eggs. Give us whatever we need. Give us soap. Give us soap. Give us toilet paper. Give us brushes to sweep the house. Give us everything we need, Lord. We thank you that you are the one who is providing for us for all our lives until we die. You provide everything, and we shall consider every drop and every crumb you give to us. We shall consider it. We give you praise, Father. We give you thanks, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look up to heaven and thank him. He's your provider. 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 Thanks. Thanks. Look up to heaven. Look up to heaven. Look up to heaven. He's your provider. He's your carer. He's your keeper. He's your savior. He's your sustainer. He's your helper. He's the intervener in your natural life. He's the breaker of the curse, the shower of mercy and kindness. Receive the blessings of Abraham and the blessings of Isaac and the blessings of Jacob. May the blessings of your father prevail in your life. May they prevail in your life. May they prevail in your life. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Mighty name. Thank you. Thank you. Receive it. Receive it. Intervention, divine intervention. Divine intervention in your life. Divine intervention. Divine intervention. Divine intervention. We intercept all missiles of poverty. We intercept the enemy. And we intervene in every difficulty, every crisis, every hardship. In Jesus' name. Receive the grace of God. Receive the help of God. Become like a Jew. Become like an Israeli. Receive the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of Isaac, and the blessing of Jacob. Become a Jew in the spirit and receive it. Whatever your hand touches shall prosper. The blessing of Jehovah shall be upon you. be seated. Listen, you know, one day somebody gave me an offering many, many years ago. When I opened the envelope, I saw a small amount of money. Then the Holy Spirit whispered into my heart, "This is how I'm providing for you. This small money is how I'm providing for you." You know, all through my life, I've been really seeing certain things, but little drops. You see, Bible says they considered not the loaves. Little loaves. Little things. Little things. They considered not the loaves. You know, when you start to see God's hand, that's why we take testimony about phones, iPads, this, different things. When you despise those things, you will not see. It's like miracles. When you don't listen to testimony, my back, my neck, my headache, you will never hear a dead wrist. No, you have to let them all. You have to. You don't have to despise small things. Respect it. Somebody brought me tuna. Tuna. I look at them. They are packed in 1, 2, 3. I say, it's from God to me. I don't. Let, be serious about whether I cannot buy tuna. But to me, I say, God has provided for me. They considered not the miracle of the loaves. That's right. When you learn to respect all the miracles God gives you, you will be a very rich person. You see, in a church, you see us taking off small. When we were in Zambia, small, they said, nobody had even $1,000 or $500. No. For 11 towns we were, nobody had $500. Maximum, you see about 6 people, 3 people that can give $100. The rest, nothing. Watch out. Small. I respected each offering. By the time we finished, we bought land here, we bought a land for the church. We bought lands, different cities. Yes. What? And they don't sell the land, the small 25,000, 20,000, 15,000. That's how they sell the land. Dollars. They collect offering in their currency and they sell the land in dollars. They had not respect. They considered not a miracle of load. Those of you who God bless you through your mother, some gives you 20 CDs, 40 CDs. What is it, 20? This is one of all this. You are a fool. I want to slap you. I don't know who it is. I'm going to slap you by now. It's at the back end. Where at the back? There's a guy at the back. The sound tower. Under the sound tower. They're outside now. Okay. They just moved out. Wow. Somebody gives you credit. It's a blessing. Yes. They considered not the miracle of the loaves. I've learned to consider small everything. Somebody gave me tuna. I said, beautiful. Beautiful. What a blessing. You think I can't afford tuna? I can't afford tuna, but I see the miracle of provision. When you think that way, yes. If Ghana Water and Sewage Company was to respect the water that is leaking in Accra, I wouldn't be surprised if 70% of the water is leaking and 70% of the electricity is not paid for. Yes. But I don't have respect for such things. Indiana, poverty is a way of thinking. You are blessed today in Jesus' name. Somebody is blessed here. I said, I know somebody is blessed.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Wood Mills, please visit our website at www.dyke-woodmills.org. God richly bless you.